Blog Talk Radio.
Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly. Good morning. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Be excited if you're alive and well today. Amen. Amen. Woo. Amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I am convinced everybody on the planet needs to pray, ladies and gentlemen. Even if you don't believe in God, you need to be praying about something that goes right in your life. So we believe, God, that prayer is going to saturate the earth today. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen, amen, amen. Well, good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're having a great day. Thank you so much for joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Hey, the call-in number, 347. This is the Global Network, 347-843-4559. We have people in five different countries that listen to Bishop on the network. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. And, of course, via the internet, you can go on the network as well and pick it up. So we're excited about that. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be opening up the lines later on for those who request prayer today. If you like, you can share your prayer request later on or a comment. Just hit *1 on your phone for those who want to be live on the network for prayer requests. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture for today is going to be Psalms 91. Psalms 91, verses 1 through 10. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 91 today in Jesus' name as you are led to do that and as you have time as well. So we thank God for his word. Ladies and gentlemen, his word will last forever and ever. Amen. Amen, amen. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time for Bishop John Crenshaw. Going to the word, ladies and gentlemen, amen. Psalms 91, 1 through 10. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely shall deliver me, he shall deliver me from the snare and the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Amen. Under the wings of his wings shall thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen. Thou shalt not be afraid for thy terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Let me read that one again, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand? Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by the day. Be not afraid, ladies and gentlemen, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Amen. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right side, but it shall not come nigh thee. Amen. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the rewards of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil. Oh, praise God for this verse here. There shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the word of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 91. Verses 1 through 10, I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalm 91. Amen, 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 amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, she'll be up shortly as well. And the number is here at the network is 347-843-4559. If you're with us right now, tweet that out. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, put that number out there, 347-843-4559. Thank you so much. Let's get the Lord another hand clap of praise as we go to Bishop John Crenshaw. Good morning, Bishop. Thank you so much for being with us today.
God bless you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Father, we pray against violence this morning. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that you would dethrone that enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, ask you to protect the young people, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. And, O Heavenly Father, only you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask, according to the power of God that worketh on the inside of us. And Father, we forever give you praise this morning. We adore you. We appreciate you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your everlasting power. We thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke. And Father, we glorify your name because there's no God like you. You are our refuge. You are our present help in time of trouble. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning as we pray. The weapon of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down the stronghold and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pulling to captivity to the obedience of Christ. God, we pray against diseases this morning. We pray, oh, hell, the Father God, because you paid the ultimate price on Calvary. You were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. In the chastisement of our people alone, but with your stripes, we are healed. We thank you, God, that you cancel every disease. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cover us in your blood that we are healed, God. We are healed, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, you will protect us from COVID-19, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, God, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God, and thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You say, he that dwelleth in the secret place abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. We abide under your shadow, God. And we thank you for your protection this morning. We thank you, God, as you heal those that got COVID-19 this morning. God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you have all power. We know that you are a healer. You are a deliverer. You, God, you can prevent, God, things from taking place. And Father, we thank you this morning that you have protected us, God. You have sent your angels for protection around us, God. We thank you this morning, God, as you look on this nation, God. We need you as never before. God, keep our minds in perfect peace, O Heavenly Father. Protect us, God. God, your word said you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you this morning, God. We pray against mental illness, God. We pray for those that have been attacked by that spirit of sickness, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you heal their body. You heal their minds, God. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, as you kill and you cancel that spirit in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we give you praise, and we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above that we can ask, everything that we can even think or even ask, God. We know that you're able. We know that you will. We know that you can. And Father, we thank you this morning. We pray, God, for that mother this morning in the name of Jesus has been attacked by high blood pressure, sugar diabetes. Oh, God, we pray, God, for the healing of their body, that man, God, that may have high blood pressure. We pray for the healing of that body, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, for those that have sugar diabetes, those that may have cancer, those that have all other type of diseases, we pray against those sickness. We pray against that disease. And Father, we thank you for your healing power. As you heal them, you strengthen their bodies, God, as you strengthen their minds this morning. We give you glory and honor, God. We pray, God, for our nation, God. We need you as never before. As you keep us and you protect us, God, and you direct us, Father. God, we thank you, God, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your word. Your word is everlasting. Your word is eternal. When men don't even believe that you exist, know that you are the God of creation. You are the God that made them, God. You are the God that owns, God. You are the God that make live and make die, God. You are the only living God, and there's no God beside you. Father, we thank you this morning, and we thank you, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We thank you, God, that we will walk in faith as believers. We will walk in faith as believers. We will walk in faith. God, touch the believer's heart. Touch the believer's mind, God, that they will hold fast to your word, and we will hold fast to your promises. And God, no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. God, we are covered in your blood. Father, we speak your word. We decree and declare, God, we have decree and declare that you are a healer and you are a deliverer. God, we stand on your word this morning. We thank you for the victory already, God. We thank you, God, for your protection
already. We thank you, God, for your healing power already. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for that person that may have cancer this morning. That child, God, we pray, God, that you will heal their bodies, God. We know that you are able because you are all-knowing. You know every secret place. You know every secret heart, God. And you know how to fix the problem, God, in the name of Jesus. We commit it into your hands, God. We commit it to you. And, Father, we know that you watch over your word to perform it. And we thank you this morning as you continue to move by your spirit in the earth realm. We thank you this morning, God, as we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, God, for the body of Christ. God, we pray for the body of Christ. Keep our body, God. Keep the body of Christ. Strengthen the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. That man that may not even know you today, that atheist, the claim that you don't even exist, Lord, let them know that you are the creator of mankind. You are the creator. But God, we thank you, God. We give you praise and we glorify. Show yourself strong, God. Manifest yourself in a way that they have to believe that you are the God, the only and true and living God. And we thank you for it, God. And we'll forever give you praise. We'll magnify your name. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus for our nation. We pray for our government. We pray for the president from the United States. We pray for the senators, God. We pray for our police. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray against this violence, God. We pray against the violence, God, that the lives are being taken of black men, God. We pray against that spirit that has been sent out from the pit of hell. We know Father God, we thank you to cover our black men, cover their lives, God, even every day, the young, the old. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Cover their families, God. Cover their wives, their children, Lord. Cover them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, and we give you praise, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. And, Father, we thank you. We will continue to creak and declare your word. We'll speak those things that be not as those already are. And we'll give you glory in the midst of it, God. We'll thank you in the midst of it, that it's already taking place. The miracles are already happening. The healing is already taking place. The deliverance is already taking place. God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray this morning. We pray this morning that it, look on that man that's in incarceration this morning, that child, that woman, that daughter, that mother this morning in prison, God. We ask you to look on their lives, God, and Lord, save them, God. Save to the utmost, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you continue to save, God. We continue to save, continue to take lives. And, Father, we forever give you praise for all that you have done. We thank you for all of the miracles that you are performing each and every day. We thank you, God, as you bless those that are less fortunate, that have lost their homes and lost their job, God. Give them jobs, God. Bless them, let the doors be open. Make ways out of no way. Father, we thank you, God. Turn that situation around. And, Father, we give you glory for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Test that mother of heart this morning, that child this morning, that person that's in school this morning. We know that you're able to create, God. You're able to create a way, God, a blessing for them in the name of Jesus. Open the door that may be closed in their lives, God. Open that door for that man, that young child that morning. Open the door, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above everything that they can even think or ask. And God, let them know it's not too late, God. Let them know that you are on their side. Let them know that you are working all things for good, to those that love the Lord and one that are called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you right now for your healing power. We thank you, God, for your healing power, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we forever give you glory. We praise your mighty name as you look on that child this morning that may be homeless, that child, that man, that may be out on the street this morning. We pray for those that have mental illness that God, that are just walking along the streets, don't know where to go, don't know what to do. But God, we ask you to change the situation that will be able to help their circumstances. And Father, we give you glory and we give you praise and we thank you for the miracles that you are performing even now. We thank you. No evil shall come near our dwelling. No evil shall come near our children. No evil shall come near our loved ones. Father, we thank you. As we pray for this nation, we pray for families this morning. As you strengthen them and encourage their hearts. And God, reveal that and read families this morning. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Comfort them in the name of Jesus. And we forever give you glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with John Crenshaw, Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are excited about God, give him a hand clap of praise. Thank you this morning. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer this morning. Amen. I receive it, ladies and gentlemen. I receive it for my household. I trust that you receive it as well. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a prayer request or a comment, hit star one on your phone. That will put you in queue if you'd like to have a prayer request today as well. We'll take those a little later on. We will open up the lines. If you do have a prayer request, hit star one on your phone. That'll put you in queue. We believe and know that the power of prayer works, ladies and gentlemen, each and every time when Bishop prays. Amen. Amen. Praise God. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we always love to hear from Bishop's wife, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. So we thank God for Dr. Crenshaw this morning. Doc, thank you so much for being with us.
Praise the Lord. God bless you this morning, and thank God for those of you that have logged on and those of you that will be certainly listening later. Praise God. We thank God for this day, and we're certainly just excited for one thing, is that we woke up this morning. Certainly we didn't have to, but by the grace of God that he touched us this morning, that he has spared us another day. That in itself is something that we should always be thankful and conscious of, because so many people have left this earth for whatever reason. For whatever reason, praise the Lord, whether it be COVID-19, other diseases, or even the violence that is taking place. And some people went to work one morning and they didn't come back. So we should always be grateful and thankful, praise the Lord, amen, that the Lord has allowed us another day. What are we going to do with this day? I'll say that again. What are we going to do with this next 24 hours? It should be something we should always have in our spirit, because we don't know whether this would be our last day on the earth or not. But we want to be able to always be conscious of the fact, and that we're ready, that if Jesus called our name, praise God, we would be ready. How do we get ready? Praise God. We stay focused on what the purpose and the will of the Lord is for our lives. We strive within our heart, praise God, to keep our hearts pure, praise God, toward him in all things. And I say that in all things. So with that, praise God, I encourage all of us that are listening, focus in, praise God, on your personal life. Take inventory of yourself. Praise God. Let us be conscious of how the enemy tries to creep in. One place that he certainly wants to creep in is in the hearts of relationships and families. So we want to pray for families today. We want to pray that God knits families together. We see so much happening in the world with the violence and all of the things that are going on. Brother against brother, sister against sister. All of these things that are going on in the world, as we see the challenges that we have in the world today. One of the challenges is with, praise God, the brutality that we sometimes see upon our African-American brothers and sisters. However, we must also cancel the spirit that causes us to fight against one another. It causes us to kill one another. We need to cancel that spirit in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God that we would come together and the love of Christ, praise God, they will be saved and they would be delivered from this spirit of violence and murder and low self-esteem and unforgiveness and all of these things that are brewing in the heart of men that causes them to act out. There is a root spirit, bitterness. Bitterness is a rooted spirit. Unforgiveness is a rooted spirit, praise God. So we need to ask God They have all of us, praise God, even in relationships and families and husbands and wives. And praise God, it is time to operate in the spirit of forgiveness. If somebody did something to you 15 years ago that you don't understand, you need to forgive. Praise God, for the word of the Lord said, if you don't forgive, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. We can't harbor things in our hearts. We can't hold on to things. We can't walk around subtly smirking in our spirit, praise God, because of things that we don't understand that maybe that went on in our life. Praise God, amen. And we just need to let it go. I feel that strongly in the spirit. We must let it go because these harbor, these things brew, and they create situations in our lives and relationships and families or whatever. We got to let it go. Yet it is not the will of the Lord for us to hold on to stuff. Praise God. And amen. Praise the Lord. We can't hold anybody hostage to the decisions that we've made in our own personal lives that may have came out negatively. It may have came out positively. We don't know, but we can't hold other people hostage to it. You got to let it go and say, Lord, help us. Help us all, because none of us are perfect. None of us can walk around with a badge over our head saying that we're perfect. Praise God, none's perfect but the Father. But whatever it is the will of the Lord. It is the will of the Lord that we let it go. Because bitterness, the Bible says, it springs up and it just spews on everybody. Everybody bitter. Everybody mad. Everybody looks crazy at everybody. That is not the will of the Lord. Amen? We have to let it go. So we have to allow forgiveness. Don't ever forget it. If we don't forgive, our Heavenly Father ain't going to forgive us. We don't have a right not to forgive. I repeat myself. We don't have a right not to forgive. There are a lot of things people have done to me, praise God, in my face. Let me tell you, in my face, more or less behind my back, in my face. Amen. Pray words as well as action. But I made a conscious decision to forgive. We have to make a conscious decision to forgive. It's your choice. If we don't choose to do that, then we'll be under that person. And you have to stand before God with that unforgiveness in your heart. It's time to move on. Praise God. It's time to let it go. Praise God. Love covers the multitude of sin, not unforgiveness. Love. The scripture says what love covers a multitude of fault sin. Thank God for the love of Christ. But again, loves us anyway, even with our nasty, ugly, sometimes attitude. Jesus still loves us. He died on Calvary in spite of every sin. He just did not sin. Ain't you grateful? Ain't you thankful? Aren't you grateful? Aren't you thankful that he died anyway? Praise the Lord. So let us be aware of times that we live in, and it is late in the evening. And the old folks used to say, and the sun is almost down. The Lord Jesus. Sometimes it feels like it's down, 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 down. I mean, already down. They're not almost down. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it feels that way in our lives. However, we must take this very, very seriously, because we don't want the Lord to come back and we stand before him. And we try to point the finger at somebody else. I did this because. I act this way because. I responded this way because so-and-so did so-and-so. I act this way because I don't know why this happened, but it happened and I'm mad. Well, get over it. Amen. It is that season and the time that we must. We don't have a choice. This is a word from the Lord. So this ain't Dr. Crenshaw talking. This is if Jesus came to your house and knocked on the door and walked in and sat on the couch, he'd be saying what I'm saying. Because this is the season that we live in. We don't forgive our Heavenly Father, will not forgive us. If we don't get rid of bitterness, that thing springs up and roots and it springs up and contaminates everybody. That's what happened. And in the street, it's bitterness, it's anger, it's low self-esteem, it's making choices and then want to blame other folks for the choices we've made. All of these things are the root of folks killing each other in the street. But God, our sovereign Savior, died on Calvary, that we all might be free, that we can consciously pray that prayer. In Psalm 91, no plague shall come by my dwelling. No evil thing will even come to my doorstep. How's that going to be? Because you didn't open the door to the evil. You didn't open the door to it. And sometimes we open the door to evil to show up on our doorstep by actions, our attitudes, and what's in our heart. So let God arrive. and let the enemy be scattered. Let God arise, not your bitterness, not your unforgiveness, not your thoughts or your opinions, but let God arise and let the enemy be scattered. And let them that hate him flee before him as smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked, and you don't want to be one of those wicked ones. Oh, my God, depart from him. Amen. Perish. Praise the Lord. Let the wicked perish at the presence of God. The wickedness of bitterness. The wickedness of unforgiveness. Yes, unforgiveness got a spirit. Bitterness has a spirit. So let it depart in the name of Jesus. You be blessed and go forth in this word and hide this word in your heart that you may not sin against God. God bless you. Back to you, Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why prayer time with Bishop and Doc is so important. Ladies and gentlemen, so important today. What a powerful, powerful word, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for that. And ladies and gentlemen, real quickly before we go to the phone lines here, I wanted to respond here a little bit because Doc brought up some great stuff. Nobody, ladies and gentlemen, in your right mind, in their home, would let anybody in their home that has anything against their home. Nobody would bring you a person in that has bitterness or strife or evil. You know, you wouldn't invite anybody into your home. If somebody who hasn't forgiven me or anybody in my household, I wouldn't let them in my household if they come in with bitterness and unforgiveness and wanting to take over. That ain't going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to happen. So how much more spiritually is that not going to happen in God's house, ladies and gentlemen? So right today, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know who needs to have that, who needs to get it right, but today it needs to happen in your home, in your house, because we don't know when the Lord coming back, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know, and I would not want to leave this planet with unforgiveness. I wouldn't want to leave this planet with bitterness. I wouldn't want to leave this planet with hating somebody, ladies and gentlemen. I do not want to do that one. So whatever we got to do, as Doc mentioned, we need to get that resolved right now. You can even get off the air if you got to do it. But seriously, though, we want you to resolve it today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doc, for that powerful word of encouragement, but also a powerful word of repentance in Jesus' mighty name. Let's get it right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get it right and do what we need to do, because it's all about the souls of men and women, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to help people receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Must do that. Amen. At this time, we're going to go to the line, the prayer line. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines for you as well. I'll mention your last four digits only, and I'll give you a few seconds to respond. If you do have a prayer request, hit *1 on your phone. Bishop, we have one caller, 6569. You're live on the air with Bishop. Thank you.
Good morning. First off, I thought I was going to have to get the fire extinguisher out and hose my phone off from that awesome prayer and that word from the doc. Thank you, Bishop and Doc. But secondly, I like to pray for people who got so much pride, because I had a friend walking around and they ain't have no food in the house for the kids or anything. And I would do anything for them, and they know it, but they was just so prideful that they wouldn't even say nothing. So I want to pray for all those people with pride, man. People love you, even though you may not love yourself. It's people that love you and will do anything for you. Amen.
Amen, caller. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. And we give the Lord a hand clap of praise. That will be definitely requested there in Jesus' name. Amen. That will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. We do have the lines open. I wanted to give you a few seconds for those who did have a prayer. This is a very serious part of the network. We want to make sure we don't miss anybody. Hit *1 on your phone if you like *1. I'll give you a few seconds for that. But we thank you so much for joining us on prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go back to Bishop. Close us out. Amen. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Thank God for all the words. About to preach a word of expression, a word of a powerful word this morning. God, we give God the glory. Father, as we pray for those that are in need, although they would not say that they are in need, ask for help. But God, we know that you are able to change their heart, to change and meet their needs, because God, you have people that will help
and to have people waiting to give and support. And Father, we thank you this morning as you continue to touch the heart of people that be some to those without. And Father, that we will reach out our hands and our hearts and give of our resources to be a blessing to them and looking for nothing in return. Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus, that that need in that life will be met before the day is over. We thank you, God, that door will be opened before the day is over. We thank you, God, that that heart will be changed before the day is over. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for your word. We know that your word has power. We know that your word is a deliverer. We know that your word is everything that needs. And we give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Bishop, thank you so much. Bishop and Doc, this has been prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop's wife here on the network. Of those who joined us, thank you so much for being with us. Matter of fact, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for you being up this morning already. Thank you for being with us. Amen, amen. One thing I know about prayer, too, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord wants you to pray, but also enjoy your wonderful life today. He wants you to guys do something different. Get out and walk, exercise. Dr. Crenshaw reminds us, take care of your body, ladies and gentlemen. Do the social distancing. Make sure you wear your mask. You know, all the things. Wash your hands. But the bottom line is take care of your wonderful body, ladies and gentlemen. Take care of that immune system. I am not a doctor, but take care of your immune system. Call your doctor, and you can get some information about that as well. Or call me, and I'll tell you what I'd be doing. We thank God for Bishop and Doc sharing information about our immune system. So I want to encourage you to do that as well. So take care of your body. Take care of your family, ladies and gentlemen. And continue to pray, because prayer changes things. Amen. Prayer does change things. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. But ladies and gentlemen, again, we want you to have a great day. Remember to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And Lord willing, we'll be back on prayer time with Bishop on Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we just thank God for his awesome word. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the precious Holy Spirit. And may the Spirit of God, ladies and gentlemen, rule and reign in your life today and give you purpose and, of course, give you guidance today as you need it. Amen. Hey, we're going to leave a quick song here with Brother Donald Lawrence and Yolanda Adams for the best for last, ladies and gentlemen. The best is yet to come. Believe that. Believe that. If any hope, ladies and gentlemen, know that this too shall pass and the best is yet to come. Have a great day, everybody. See you. Ooh,
yeah. Just want to encourage you. Remind you the best is still yet to come.
I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper, nothing harm you. And although you may think that your time has passed, God's only saving the best for last. Your future greater. I like it when you say it. Say it like
that.
And although you may think
that your time has passed,
God's only saving the best for last. Your future greater than
my sister Yolanda Adams.
I can hear you saying that life won't give you
ladies and Jesus loves you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, he loves you so much, and he wants you to enjoy your wonderful life in his name, in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop. Amen.